嗨，大家好，欢迎来到今天的每日说英文口说挑战单元，我是今天的主持人 Jonathan。马上来看今天的例句，很难念哦。If you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative, or you're lying or hiding something from your friend because you think it's gonna hurt his feelings because he liked that girl, then you're not being his true friend. If you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative, or you're lying or hiding something from your friend because you think it's gonna hurt his feelings because he liked that girl, then you're not being his true friend. 好，是不是非常长的一个句子？好，那我们来看我们最后再讲句构。那我们先来讲怎么念。好，第一个要注意的重点的是 deceptive。这边有两个念法，你可以念成 deceptive，把 e 变成长母音 e，就开头的那个 e，或者是你可以念成轻音 deceptive。deceptive，当然念比较快的时候，念成轻音是比较快的 deceptive，deceptive，或者是你可以念成 deceptive。Deceptive， 好，注意到后面那个 T-I-V-E 的 T 呢，我们会把 T 弱化变成像是 D 的声音。Deceptive，Deceptive。If you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative， 好 ，manipulative 这个字是非常难念的字。来看到它开头的 A 会念成轻音 m， 所以念成 manipulative， 开头的 A 不会念成 a， 或者是 A 会念成 m。Manipulative， 好，看到后面的那个 a manipula 也是一样念成轻音 manipulative， 好，后面的 t i v e 的 t 也是一样会念成轻，会念成像是 d 的声音 manipulative， 有没有发现重音在 n 这个声音上面 n， 然后接一个短母音 i manipulative， 好，所以这两个字要特别注意 deceptive。跟 manipulative， 很多人可能会好奇，就是为什么最后那个 i 会念成不是 i， 那这边会念成短母音 i 的声音 ，tiv， 都是念 tiv 的声音 ，deceptive， manipulative。If you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative, or you're lying or hiding something， 好，注意到 lying 这个字，大家很常念错，很容易念成 lying， 这样就念过去了。但其实 y 跟 i 是两个声音，要各自独立出来念，要念成 lying， 那个 ing 前面要一个 y 的声音出现 ，lying， 记得这个字是两个音节。不是一个音节，所以要注意到 lying。So if you're lying or hiding something from your friend, because you think you're gonna， 好，这边 gonna 注意的是，只有口头上可以说 gonna， 不然它的原型应该是 going to， 只是口头上会把 going to 缩写成 gonna。If you're gonna， 好，这边有一点，因为它是自然的讲话，它没有稿子的，所以这边它有一点念完 you're gonna 之后又回去修正，又说 it's gonna， 所以这边才会有重复两个 gonna 出现，但其实它的意思就是 it's gonna， 所以 you're gonna 是它多讲的。I think because you think you're gonna， it's gonna hurt his feelings。好 ，feelings 这个字要特别注意，很多人会以为 fe 念成长母音 e 之后直接加 links 就好了，变成 feelings， 但其实这样是念是不到底的，你要把一个母音后面接 l 的时候，记得要发出一个O 的声音，所以念成 feelings， 然后念快一点 feelings， 要一个 eel 的声音才是对的 feelings， 那当然那个声音要念快一点 it's gonna hurt his feelings。Cause he liked that girl. How liked 跟 that， 还记得这礼拜好像有类似的状况，就是前面一个字是 d 结尾，后面一个字是 th 开头，这边连在一起的时候呢，会把 liked 的 d 省略掉。Like that girl. He liked that girl. He liked that girl. 会把 d 跟 th 的声音合在一起，并成只有 th 的声音。He liked that girl. He liked that girl. Then you're not being his true friend. Being 也是一样，是 be。in 两个声音所组成的，所以不要把 being 这样念，就是念成 being， 这样就不对了，要念成 be 再加一个 in， 所以记得 ing 前面要有一个 y 的声音 ，y 的声音出现 being， you're not being his true friend。好，那我们来看这句的句构，可能比较难理解一点。它的开头是 if you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative， 一件事情，或者是呢 you're lying or hiding something from your friend。好，前面是在说你做的事情，那后面讲原因 ，cause you think you're gonna it's gonna hurt his feelings， 因为你害怕会伤到他的，会你们会让他受伤。最后在 cause he liked that girl。因为他喜欢那个女生，然后接下来他说 then 那么 You're not being his true friend. 如果你这样做的因是因为你害怕他会受伤，因为他喜欢那个女生的话，那你就不是他的好朋友，你就并不是表现出一个真正的朋友的行为。所以这边的断句你可以断在 If you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative, or 的前面都可以稍微停一下， Or you're lying or hiding something from your friend, 这边可以停。Cause you think you're gonna, it's gonna hurt his feelings, 这边也可以停。Cause he liked that girl,这边可以停 then you're not being his true friend. 所以只要碰到连接词前面就可以停，然后让听者 可以比较了解到这个句子的断句是在哪里。好，那我们来复习一下今天的例句。If you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative, or you're lying or hiding something from your friend because you think you're gonna, it's gonna hurt his feelings because he liked that girl, then you're not being his true friend.If you're doing anything deceptive or manipulative, or you're lying or hiding something from your friend because you think you're gonna hurt, it's gonna hurt his feelings because he liked that girl, then you're not being his true friend. 哦，有没有觉得哦，念完松了一口气的感觉？好，那我跟大家下礼拜再见咯，拜拜。